So as you're getting started in Google Ads, there is a huge struggle that happens right off the bat. There's so much to learn. I started this back in 2018 when I started this, and there is a ton to learn when it comes to Google Ads. You're having to learn new metrics. You're having to learn all about the different features. You're going to have to learn what actually works for your business and not someone else's business. Do you have to deal with shopping ads? Do you have to deal with search ads, display ads, remarketing ads? There's so much that goes into Google Ads. And this is why new advertisers struggle. They're overwhelmed by all this information. They don't know where to focus. They say, well, should I do automated bidding? Should I do manual bidding? Do I listen to this Google Ads rep that's been calling me? I'll tell you right now, this video is more based on a beginner in Google Ads. So if that's you, stick around and we're going to dive into why you could be struggling as a beginner in Google Ads. So where do we focus when we're talking about Google Ads? The first place you want to look is going to be at quality. If you're not focusing on quality, then you're just letting Google do its thing, and maybe it does a good job for you, but ultimately you don't know if it's going to do a good job for you. If you focus on quality, and the quality I'm going to be talking about here, you can make sure that Google is finding the right type of traffic for you and your business. So the type of quality I'm talking about is search term quality. So if you're looking at the search terms of your account, this is not the keywords, this is the search terms. This is what someone actually typed in. So if they typed in, I want to find your business, however they type that in, that's the search term. That's what they're typing into their computer defines you. You can actually look at that in Google Ads, and we can now make sure that that search term is the quality that we want. So they could be typing in, how do I do this? It could be a DIY type search. That's not going to make sense for a lot of businesses out there, but you're still going to get this type of traffic because Google can bring that in for you. And it's not that it's bad traffic for you. It might just be really high in the funnel. Maybe you're not ready for that level of the funnel. But ultimately, you want to find good quality traffic that is fairly low in the funnel that fits your budget. So that's where you're going to start to focus your efforts. So you're going to look at keywords that make sense. You're going to have to understand the different match types. There's broad match, there's phrase match, there's exact match. You have to start to understand these three different match types. You should be able to go through them and know when you want to go to a broad match, when you want to use a phrase match keyword. This is now talking about keywords that lead to bringing in those search terms. So you want to be able to understand these three match types and understand why you want to use one. And it's not that, oh, broad match is always better than phrase match or phrase match. You should always use exact match. It's that you want to have different uses for each one of these. So exact match might have its own purpose in your account. So you might say, well, I want to get this result. So this is the type of match type I'm going to go for. If I want to maybe experiment and I want to spread out a little bit and try to reach for some different keywords or just test some keywords, I might try a broad match and try to reach a little further. Or maybe if I'm running with automation, it might be broad match. But if I'm running with manual bidding, which is where I would suggest starting, then I'd probably be looking at starting with the phrase match and then adjusting from there. So understanding these match types is going to help you get that quality. Then you also have to look at negative keywords. You have all these search terms coming in, but you have to get rid of some of these somehow because they're not all going to be great search terms. You might have stuff that's coming in competitor terms, and maybe those are ones you want to test. You're going to have to keep an eye on that because you probably will get some stuff you don't want. So you're going to add those as negative keywords. And now negative keywords also has its own match types. There's also broad, phrase, and exact, but just note that these aren't the same as our other match types we were just talking about with keywords. So you're going to have to figure out the difference here. I'm not going to go into the difference between these, but I do have videos that talk about different match types in negative keywords. So take a look at that video. This is going to be a little bit like playing whack-a-mole. You're going to find a negative keyword, you're going to hit it, and you're going to get rid of it. There's different ways that we can use match types, so that way you're not constantly playing this game. Because if you use exact match for everything, it's the default is exact match for the negative keyword. If you do that, you're going to be constantly trying to get rid of search terms that you don't want. So just to understand, you can have the different match types, and they're all going to do something different and help you in a different way. So that is the number one thing you want to remember in Google Ads is quality. You want to be looking for that quality. You want to have the right focus. You want to make sure that you're not just trying something because you heard it somewhere. You want to have a purpose for doing that. So if you're trying to get certain type of quality for your business, find that. Try to get down as low as you can in the funnel, which would be someone that's ready to buy. Try to think of how they would actually search for this. and then go down to that level of the funnel and try to find keywords that would make sense for that and use a match type that's going to work for that and try to get the best quality you can. Look at your search terms and really understand what you're getting and how it's all fitting together and try to get the best quality you can for your business. So next one we're going to go into is a little bit about the budget in a way. I find that a lot of people, they don't know what to spend when it comes down to it. They don't know if they should spend $1,000 a month. They don't know if they should spend $500, maybe $3,000. There's no great answer for this. You need to start somewhere. So you can usually pick a number that's going to work for your business. You don't have to start with $4,000 a month to make this work. You just have to pick a number that's going to work for your business that you can handle, that's not going to run you dry in a month or two, and stick with that number for a while, because it's going to take a little bit of time to get Google Ads working the way you want. It's a slow process. It's like the turtle versus the hare. You're going to be the turtle. You want to be the turtle in this case, and you want to slowly improve things. Even if you're using automated bidding, you still want to slowly get things up to a certain point where you're able to get the most out of your Google advertising. So slow process, using a budget that makes sense for you. If you use a bigger budget, it's going to happen faster. So just understand that's the difference between the budgets. Now you can have a budget that is too big and you can have a budget that's too small. Now, I know I just said you don't need to have a certain budget, and that's true. But if you have a budget that's too small for your industry, then you would have to make some adjustments. For example, if you are targeting the entire United States and you have a search term that is very broad and you're okay with that, you're okay with finding this really high funnel traffic, really the medium funnel traffic, the low funnel traffic, everything, you're trying to bring it all in. So you have this really broad search term and Google's bringing you everything it's got. Well, you might have a too small a budget for this because you might only be getting maybe under 10% search impression share, which that is a whole nother topic. And I do have a video on that as well. Search impression share. I'll leave that one in a link above there for that. So ultimately the reason your budget would be too small is that your market is too big. So you can decrease that market by looking at shrinking down where you're targeting. So if you're looking, say if you're a local business, let's say you're targeting 20 kilometers around your business. If your market is too big and your search impression share is really low and you're just kind of just scratching the surface, when you search for yourself, you don't even see your ad, then maybe you want to reduce that. So maybe you're only looking at 10 kilometers around your business, trying to reduce that. So now your budget goes a little further. And if you're targeting people that are closer to your business, they're more likely to come to your business. So that's one way that you could reduce your campaign size to make it fit your budget. Another way would be to adjust your bids. Some people bid too high. So if you're bidding too high and you're only getting maybe a couple clicks, you could start to reduce those. And again, that comes back to my search impression share video where I talk about rank. If you aren't sure how to adjust that, then you could look at that video. But ultimately, you can slowly decrease your budget or your bids, and you can get more traffic for the same amount of money. That is another way you can make your market fit your budget. All right, so how is it possible that your budget could actually be too big for your market? Well, if you have a really big budget, it's not that it's too big for your market in this case. It might be too big too fast. If you start with a budget of maybe $10,000 a month, because you're working for a big company and they're fine with spending $10,000 a month, you're going to have to learn quickly. You're going to have to find the right search terms very quickly. You can spend that amount of money easily, depending on the market you're targeting and the area you're targeting. But if you do, you might not be getting the results that you want. So you have to really watch this and really be careful. I would start with a smaller budget and work my way up to that. So if I was dealing with maybe a company that wanted to start with $10,000 budget, maybe we'd start at $2,000, $3,000, and we'd start there and we'd slowly work our way up. You can still work fairly quickly if you start getting results, but it's going to depend on what you see at the $2,000, $3,000 budget range, and then start to increase things and bring it up to that point. But you don't want to start out by just saying, Google, here's all my money, go for it. I hope it works out for us. Because Google's not necessarily going to hold your hand here. It might work, but it might not. They might bring you all kinds of traffic, and that's what they're there for. They bring you the traffic, but it doesn't mean that it's going to work out for you. So just be careful. If you're starting with a too big a budget, you're probably going to want to actually reduce that to a point that's manageable for you at that time. Get some data, build it up, then you can start cranking in the money and watch it explode. So the next one here I want to talk about is conversion tracking. There's This is actually a really important one, especially if you ever want to go towards an automated bidding strategy. If you're not tracking conversions, you can still run Google Ads. Keep that in mind, but you're never going to want to go with conversion or with an automated bidding strategy because that's what they use. The only way you get away with is max clicks. But other than that, you don't want to touch automated bidding because it uses your conversions to make it work. So if you all of a sudden switch over to an automated bidding strategy, it could just stop spending for you. And that great traffic that you'd built up with your manual bidding would be all gone. So keep that in mind. Don't jump straight to an automated bidding. Also, we want to make sure that we're tracking things properly, that we have the correct conversions tracked. For example, you can track, if we were in e-commerce, we'd track our purchase conversions. You can actually track the add to cart and checkout, but I wouldn't suggest making those an actual conversion. It's called a primary conversion in Google Ads. You can make those a secondary conversion. The primary should be your sales. Same with a leads-based company. You could make your primary conversions. You could have a few more primaries in this one. For one could be a phone call. Two could be your form completion. So trying to make it the actual completion of the form and not just someone clicking onto that form. So there's some kind of finer points here when it comes to conversion tracking, and using stuff like Google Tag Manager can help you get this set up. I know it's this part can be really overwhelming. And if you're not familiar with this, there's lots of videos online that can kind of guide you through this. I do plan to make a video about Google Tag Manager and how I set it up. But there are some other videos out there that do a great job at explaining how to get yourself set up with Google Tag Manager. But I do suggest having great conversion tracking, because if you don't, then you're essentially flying blind. Anything you see, any kind of adjustments you're making, you're kind of guessing, whether you're using click-through rate or using some other metric. It's not an actual sale or a lead. Yeah, it might kind of give you an idea on quality, but a click-through rate can completely derail something. If you think high click-through rate is always good, it's not. It could be bad. So understanding that you need to get those conversions in there so you can adjust things. Like I said, you can still run without them, but eventually you're going to want to get conversion tracking set up. There are even people out there that you can pay to get it set it up for you. Or if you work with someone like me, I do Google Ads management for people and I set up the conversions. So I'd go through Google Tag Manager and get that all set up for my clients. So that's another option too. But without it, you're kind of flying blind. And with it, you can now adjust things like device bids. You can say maybe mobile is working better for us. Maybe this keyword's working better for us. We can start to tweak and fine tune our account. Without it, we really can't. And we can also go to an automated bidding strategy eventually, which has its place and can really help an account if you're going that direction. One more thing when it comes to automated bidding is just make sure you don't jump in too soon. I kind of mentioned this earlier. Just make sure you take it slow. Start out with something like manual bidding, at least for the first, even if it's the first week, start with the manual bidding. Let it get some traction. Even max clicks, that's fine. It's not going to be using information that's not actually there. So max conversions, the information's not even there. You don't have conversions when you first start an account. Once your account has some information, then jump into automated bidding. And then automated bidding is going to be a great strategy for you, but you have to get there first. So if you found this helpful, take a look at this next video. It's actually about search impression share. It's a little more tactical, but it's well worth watching to understand how search impression share actually works. And if you want to take this even further, make sure you check out my description. I do have a link to an email list, and that email list will give you tips and tricks and kind of the latest that's happening with Google Ads. So if you want to stay on top of things, take a look at that description and I will connect you with my email list. Take care, and I will see you in the next video.